Well, Melbourne is known for its quirky city laneways, and many are adorned with colourful graffiti. Some of these lanes are now decorated with what looks like Arabic script, or calligraffiti as it's been called. This is the work of 31-year-old French-Tunisian graffiti artist El Seed. A couple of months ago, El Seed attracted worldwide media attention when he decorated the tallest minaret in Tunisia with a verse from the Quran, which he said tackled intolerance. He's been in Melbourne running street art workshops with the Signal program convened by the City of Melbourne. The artist says that his message is all about painting for peace. Suzanne Donisthorpe took a walk down Melbourne's Hosier Lane, which is famous for its street art, to meet up with El Seed.
I grew up in France, and in the late 90s I discovered like the hip-hop culture, so I was dancing, I was doing breakdancing, and I came into graffiti as well in the same time. And a couple of years later, I felt the desire actually to get back to my roots, my Tunisian roots. So I started learning Arabic, the classical Arabic, then I discovered...
Did you not know how to do Arabic writing before that time?
I used to speak Tunisian Arabic, it was a dialect, but I didn't know how to write and read. So I started taking some class, and this is where I discovered Arabic calligraphy, and I decided I wanted to take some class to learn it, but I didn't find any teacher, so I started developing my own style of Arabic calligraphy, and then I merged it to graffiti. So.
And you've got a special name for it, haven't you?
Yeah, it's called calligraphy, but that's not, I didn't create this name. You have like different artists around the world that will use this name calligraphy, and I know also some graffiti artists, they do Latin calligraphy mixed with graffiti, and they call that calligraphy as well. Mm-hmm. So it's a movement, you know.
So essentially you're using Arabic characters in a graffiti style to say things. It's a very beautiful thing, isn't it? Because it's a very graphic style of writing.
Yeah.
So it works really well as a graffiti style because it's very pictorial, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I believe that also that, you know, the Arabic script doesn't speak to the eyes but to the soul. So even if you don't understand what is written, it can still speak to you. But it's always like quotes, and there's always a message behind it. So what I'm painting here in Hosier Lane is a quote from David Malouf. Mm-hmm. It's a quite a long sentence. So
David Malouf, the Australian author, you're quoting him. What is it you're writing?
Okay, so it's, I knew that the world around you is only uninteresting if you can see what is really going on. The place you come from is always the most exotic place you'll ever encounter, because it's the only place where you recognize how many secrets and mysteries there are in people's lives.
And how big is that going to be?
But it's 20 meters wall or something like that, so it's like different layer of calligraphy, so...
So you can you write layers of the different words over
yeah.
each other?
Yeah.
Okay.
And actually, I always try to make one, for example, in this quote, what I'm trying to underline is the place you come from is always the most exotic place. So
that's the big message.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I'm... And like I said, I always try to like use quotes from people from where I paint, and trying to be relevant to the place I paint on, so...
And do you use a lot of Islamic quotes? I mean, there's some fantastic Persian poets, for example, that strike me would be great for graffiti.
Not only Islamic, you know. I try, actually, like I said, I really try to be relevant to the place where I paint, so it can be, it doesn't have to, like, I write as well some poems, so some poetry, so I use sometimes some of my quotes. I try to be relevant to the place where I paint, and I don't like call myself, you know, Islamic artist or Muslim artist or Muslim graffiti artist. I'm just a graffiti artist, and because I paint in Arabic, people always try to put me this label, but I don't want that. And
you don't want that?
No.
Why not?
No, because I don't know. It's like that's not a label that I want to put to myself, and I don't know why we always have to link my faith to the work that I do. Maybe it's not true, what I do is not religious, and not here like to spread Islam or whatever, you know. So, and we never speak about Christian artists, you know. So people, they just, because I'm Muslim, they put the label on, and it looks like when you do that, it looks like there is a contradiction between art and Islam, you know what I mean? So I don't know, I'm an artist, I'm a graffiti artist, and I do Arabic calligraphy on walls, and this is it. I don't think we need to, I think it's really put me in a box, and I don't like that, you know.
there is a fantastic tradition of Islamic art, though, that is very, well, pictorial in a way. I mean, yeah. Well, not pictorial because it's not so much image-based, but very graphic.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a very rich culture for you to tap into, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I'm thinking, actually, my art is taking its roots from the old Islamic art, like the old classical calligraphy. So it's always been an inspiration to me. And I'm, you know, like, if you know, like, Islamic art and classical Arabic calligraphy, you can recognize, you know, the touch. So it's you know, it's, I just try to, I don't want to say renew it, but make it relevant to our day. And this is why I think graffiti, it's a good way to, like, to elevate this culture.
Well, graffiti, yeah, you rarely see scripture on walls and street art. Do you think street art's a very good way of breaking down the kind of boundaries between some of the difficulties people have with Islam and perhaps have with all sorts of problems that we have with the world? I mean, it's a very hands-on, people-oriented kind of artwork, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But, I don't know, like I said, I don't have, like, a special agenda or any agenda. I don't work for any organization. I'm, like, an independent artist, and I'm not here, like, to show a good image of Islam or whatever. I'm an artist, and I paint in Arabic, and this is what I do.
You don't want to be a spokesman for anybody's cause.
Yeah, no, I don't. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, people, it's easy for people to use my work for their own agenda. It happens so many times, and like I said, I'm an artist as well, and this is it.
Some people say that graffiti's not art at all, though. It's just dirty vandalism, and people like you should be locked up and thrown, and the key thrown away. But what do you say to that?
Yeah, I mean, I can be locked up, but I don't think graffiti is a crime. And people, I think there is a lack of education onto graffiti. You know, people, they confuse graffiti and tagging. So writing your name, you know, on the street, this is how this art has begun, you know. And if you study, like, art history, you will never see, like, art movement to stay, like, so long time like that, you know. Like, what people used to do in the street of New York in the 70s, you still have, like, kids doing the same thing here in Melbourne in 2012. So, and why people are so mad at graffiti is because, you know, there is no institution around it, you know what I mean? We don't teach graffiti at school. There is no, like, you don't do a PhD in, you can do a PhD in fine arts maybe, but you don't do a PhD in graffiti. And because this is it's a bit subversive and nobody has a control of it, so it's art.
Well, you are teaching kids the art of graffiti, your particular kind, aren't you? It's part of Signal.
Yeah, actually, I don't teach graffiti. I teach techniques of graffiti, how to use a spray can, you know, and then I encourage every kid, like, to start their own journey and to, you know, like, to develop their own style. So, yeah, I'm just showing graffiti techniques and show them how to use a spray can. This is it.
Can you show me?
Yeah, sure. Let's go. So let's grab a spray can. Let's put a cap on. Okay.
It's difficult to find a space here because everybody's done such great work. It's hard to find a space that's sort of clear.
I'm just going to tag your name. There you go, Suzanne in Arabic. That's your tag.
That looks fantastic. It's hard to do, though, I imagine.
Yeah, you can make it. You just have to practice. You know, it's just, you need to feel it. You know, that's why you need to practice. It's just a feeling. You know, you need to feel the spray can. And most of the people, they find that graffiti is difficult because I think it's the only way where you paint, where there is no contact between the surface that you're painting and the medium that you're using. My spray can doesn't touch the wall, so the control is different. But that's just, you know, practice, practice, and practice.
Thank you very much for that. My own tag done by a famous graffiti artist. Fantastic.
Cool. My pleasure. Thank you.
Internationally renowned street artist El Sayed speaking with Suzanne Donisthorpe and leading her astray there. And Melburnians can see El Sayed's work in Union Lane. And that tag, well, if you want to see Suzanne's tag, you can find it, I think, at the back of Hosier Lane. You'll have to go there and look for it. All I can say is, Suzanne, stay away from my street.